This is Chairman Dale Dio, dictating an attorney letter to Ron Byron, attorney at law, address on file of the Ken Nunn Law Office. Dear Mr. Byron, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Ginny Underhill, please know the following medical letter, period. First name is J-I-N-N-I-E, last name U-N-D-E-R-H-I-L-L. On July 23rd, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 47-year-old female, height 5'2" tall, weight 180 pounds, period. The patient was a pedestrian involved in an automobile accident on or about September 27th, 2020, period. She was directing traffic for a charity event when a vehicle, which was a big pickup truck, struck the patient, period. The patient hyperextended her knee, period. She had immediate pain in her right knee, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still experiencing pain involving her right knee, period. New paragraph. Her right knee pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was in a brace a couple months with crutches, and she still uses a cane since the injury, period. The pain is intermittent, approximately 10 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing-type pain, period. It is also sharp, period. It is worse when she walks, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was a couple days afterwards. She was seen by her family doctor at IU Health Center, period. She had x-rays and was referred to an orthopedic specialist, period. She was seen by IU Orthopedics 5 to 6 times, period. She was placed in a brace, period. She had radiographic studies that showed a torn meniscus and medial horn, period. She was placed in a brace and crutches, period. She did have physical therapy, period. She had several steroid injections in her knee, period. She returned to her prior rheumatologist, who was treating her for fibromyalgia in the past, period. She was referred to a sports medicine and physical medicine type doctor, period. She had more physical therapy, period. Rheumatology found apparent rheumatoid arthritis and was advised that surgery may harm her joint, period. Surgery, however, was discussed, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems climbing stairs, comma, bending, comma, kneeling, comma, walking over 50 feet, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, playing with grandchildren, comma, problems dressing and washing, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include Trelegy inhaler, comma, albuterol, comma, amitriptyline, comma, folic acid, comma, methotrexate, comma, gabapentin, comma, omeprazole, comma, levothyroxine, comma, maxide, comma, cyclobenzaprine, comma, trazodone, comma, hydrochloroquine, comma, metoprolol, comma, vitamin D3, comma, Ametiza, comma, pilocarpine, comma, lidocaine patches, comma, and an embryo injection once a week, period. Outpatient primary care progress note, September. Forget that. Outpatient primary care note, forget that. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition. includes Enbrel for inflammation, a cane, stretching exercises, elevation, hot and cold packs, period. New paragraph, past medical history reveals rheumatoid arthritis 1 year ago, fibromyalgia, anxiety, depression worse since this injury, hypothyroidism, COPD, DDD, and scoliosis, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for carpal tunnel bilaterally, hysterectomy, endometriosis, and tonsillectomy, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right knee in the past, period. The patient never had pain in her right knee in the past, and there was no involvement of her right knee with her fibromyalgia, period. The patient injured her left knee at age 13 on a horse with a torn ligament. It did heal without permanency, period. The patient has a history of rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia that involves the hands, feet, spine, and back, period. The patient has not had serious prior automobile accidents, period. She did have an automobile accident at age 16 where she rear-ended another vehicle, and her teeth tore the bottom lip, requiring sutures, but no other body parts were injured, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is applying for disability, mostly from the fibromyalgia and DDD, as well as the rheumatoid arthritis, period. She feels the knee contributes 25% to this application, period. Her occupation is warehouse work, picking orders, period. She was off work prior to this injury due to the rheumatoid arthritis, so no work was missed, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies that I reviewed. Outpatient Primary Care Progress Notes, September 29th, 2020. Chief complaint, hit by a car, right knee pain now, period. Patient was in parking lot when a slow-moving truck struck her in the knee with its front bumper, period. She had immediate pain, period. On musculoskeletal physical examination, he has bruising, swelling, and tenderness over the knee anteriorly, period. Assessment is right knee pain, period. X-rays of the knee. X-rays of the knee, September 29th, 2020. Showed no osseous abnormalities visualized, period. Indiana University Health, October 15th, 2020, MRI of the right knee showed one, disruption of the fibular collateral ligament, two, mucoid degeneration of the posterior horn of the medial meniscus, period. Rheumatology note, June 1st, 2022, problem list one, undifferentiated inflammatory arthritis, two, SICA, S-I-C-C-A, number three, fibromyalgia, four, CKD, five, right knee trauma, October 2020, MRI showed disruption of the fibular collateral ligament, period, mucoid degeneration of the posterior horn of the medial meniscus. She previously followed with orthopedics, period. Assessment is one, seronegative rheumatoid arthritis, two, SICA, three, high-risk medication use, hydroxychloroquine, period. Orthopedic note, October 26, 2020, new patient evaluation for right knee pain, period. Referral from her primary care doctor, period, on September 27th, 2020, was hit by a slow-moving truck caused hyperextension of her knee, period. On physical examination, diffusely tender to palpation around the knee, period. Exam is limited by pain and lack of motion, period. Significant tenderness to palpation, period. Right knee x-rays, no acute fracture or dislocation. Assessment is right knee pain. Recommend we obtain a knee MRI, period. Orthopedic note, October 27th, 2020. Assessment is MCL sprain of the right knee, sprain of the LCL, period. Physical therapy evaluation, November 4th, 2020. Hit by a truck while standing in a parking lot on September 27th, 2020, injuring her right knee. Patient was given a knee brace, but did not give her much support, period. She is wearing a hinged knee brace that she previously had, period. Objective antalgic gait pattern, period. Knee tenderness and diminished range of motion and strength noted, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the motor vehicle accident versus pedestrian accident of September 27th, 2020, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, the patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. She did require a cane for ambulation, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable, period. Examination of the thoracic area was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft, period. Examination of the left knee was unremarkable, period. Examination of the right knee was markedly abnormal, period. There was 20% swelling of the right knee, period. There was markedly diminished range of motion of the right knee, period. There was heat and tenderness noted on palpation of the right knee, period. There was diminished strength in the right knee, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. There was diminished sensation involving 50% of the anterior right knee, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel. Our right knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, disruption of the fibular collateral ligament, comma, MCL sprain, comma, and left lateral ligament sprain, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the pedestrian versus automobile accident of September 27th of 2020, period. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 16-3. The patient qualifies for 9% lower extremity impairment on the right, which converts to a 4% whole body impairment utilizing Table 16-10, period. This 4% whole body impairment is strictly and totally caused by the accident of September 27th of 2020, period. This automobile accident may very well cause an accelerated case of worsening arthritis in her right knee due to this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medications will cost approximately $100 a month for the remainder of her life period. Some injections in her knee would cost approximately $2,500 period. A knee brace would cost $150 and need to be replaced every 2 years period. A TENS unit would cost $500 period. The patient in the future, and certainly as she ages, may require surgical intervention of her right knee period. The patient will need a cane at a cost of $200 and need to be replaced every 1.5 to 2 years period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and then agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.